how much do you kind of study that? How much do you just stay away with it and just kind of worry about what you're going to be able to do out there on a particular game?
You definitely try to learn the tendencies. Mm-hmm. More or less, me, I just look at it across the board, learn everyone's tendencies, everyone's weaknesses, everyone's strengths, and because there's many times in the game where you know I'll have any one of their corners or safeties or linebackers, you know, on me split out in the slot or in the tight end position. So you know, for me, it's all around, you know, getting a feel for what everyone does best. And trying to use that to my advantage.
Has that become increasingly more time consuming, considering there are now corners defending you on a more than regular basis?
It's definitely more time consuming, but you know, that's just this game. You know, so much studying is involved with it, especially the further you get into the season or the closer you get to playoffs. It just you know, teams are going to start scheming. You know, teams are going to do different things, and especially this year, I've gone to the games thinking one thing, and the next thing you know, I got two guys on me for most of the first half. So,
which game was that, or a couple of games that kind of threw you off?
Well, late in the Tampa game, obviously. And then definitely in New England, you know, playing man on me with a guy who has no responsibilities but to really just hold me. And, mm-hmm. and then
you don't get that often?
Well,
man, even from a different position.
Well, usually it's man, but then there's man behind it as well. So I'm really one-on-one. But, you know, when you go man and you have a zone droppers behind it, so you if you turn in, there's a backer. If you go out, there's
right.
a corner.
Right.
Or
that's
if you go deep, there's a safety.
You'll see most often. Probably.
Yeah, yeah. Right. So you know, learning how to you know, be in better position. And but, you know, that just leaves other people one-on-one. And you know, this offense is so dynamic. Drew's so good. He's going to find the open receiver.
Was it Arizona or Miami where they decided to double you and then they decided to stop doing that after a while?
I think
the one where Sproles had 100 yards
yeah.
in the first half.
I think that was Miami. Yeah. They were doubling me for a while. But you know, you got Sproles out of the backfield. So that's hard to do when we're on the same side.
When you watch film, do teams – like, are there only a handful of tight ends that you can be like, how do they cover this guy? Or will teams generally cover all tight ends the same way they cover you, or they have different plans for?
Well, you know, certain guys have their strengths and weaknesses
right.
as well. So, you know, you get hints on, you know, how they guard Gonzalez or Gronk. But you know, me, you know, Gronk, he's at the true tight end position a lot, and me, I'm at the receiver position a lot, so... you know, across the board, I watch a lot of, you know, big play receivers as well, like out there for the Lions and out there for the Texans. You know, you just want to see how guys are playing those guys.
Do you anticipate seeing Richard Sherman? I mean, he's a big corner, you know, and he's, you know, one of those guys that you look at and say, man, he can defend one-on-one.
Well, yeah.
Most of the time.
Well, I mean, you never know with the game flow, you know, with what happens or with our game plan. And you know how things end up rolling out. You know, this isn't a team where you know you have a true number one and two option. You know, most of our plays, or you know, you're running on the field and you know you're the fifth option, but you still might get the ball. You know, that's just how Drew is. He goes through all his reads properly, and he's going to find that matchup. He's going to find the one-on-one coverage. So, you know, for me, that's you know that's really no concern. You know, I know, you know, when I get in these positions, you know, I need to make a play because I'm going to have a guy all over me.
You're used to that by now.
Guys really try to give me they try to, you know, especially from the tight end spot, you know, usually have a DN who now doesn't rush, he just jams me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then the linebacker has no responsibilities but flat, so he'll scrape across my face, and really I have like the safety, you know, one-on-one with me, so it's sometimes it's very difficult just to get up the field.
Somebody must have screwed up on your not your touchdown but the other one. I haven't seen any that open in against Atlanta. Like the third down catch.
Might have been 8 yards. Closest person was probably 8 yards.
Yeah. Well, you know, that time, no jam on the line, and the safety's 10 yards deep.
Yeah.
And I'm running the opposite way. So
and Colson probably, comes across.
Exactly.
And
the,
yeah.
So
that's
you know,
true.
It's just a perfect play. You know, you have two crossing receivers playing, and there's man to man, outside coverage.
Yeah.
You know, you couldn't ask for a better coverage.
So when you say you watch Lions and Texas Tape, because those are bigger receivers, people have taken the same approach to you that they've taken to the Johnsons?
Most definitely. You know, I feel like, you know, these days it's I could be split out and you know, run my sluggos or just, you know, run my seam routes, and there was no help behind them. But you'll see now even looks where, like, cover one, like a safety will cheat over my way, or, you know, safeties used to not pay attention to me, but now it looks like they're instantly sprinting back to cover the seam route, so –